Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
In Westchester County, New York, more than two dozen people have been quarantined due to possible exposure to the coronavirus.
Health officials say 26 people are currently being quarantined in Westchester County, most in their own homes. And while none have shown symptoms of the novel coronavirus or COVID-19, all have recently returned to New York from areas where the disease is more prevalent.
The county is making sure that the individuals have everything they need to maintain their separation, their isolation within their homes, so food, medications, whatever they need. We're ensuring that they have these things.
County officials say doctors are able to video conference with patients around the clock while monitoring their conditions.
Researchers have found something that they hope will lead to a cure for cancer.
Scientists at the University of Northern Colorado say it could lead to a cure for cancer. Snake venom. Researchers at UNC School of Biology say their studies show that venoms from different snakes can attack human cancer cells in unique ways. Snake venoms have had medical purposes since the 1950s, treating things like high blood pressure. This is the first research to show promise in targeting cancer cells, but it could be a while before effective treatments are developed. Venoms from different snakes in different doses react to cancers uniquely.
A remarkable performance at a hospital in England.
This is Dagmar Turner playing the violin as surgeons perform brain surgery on her. The 53-year-old had a tumor near the part of the brain responsible for fine hand movement. To make sure there would be no damage to her violin skills, the doctors had her play all through her brain surgery. The surgery succeeded on both counts. Vicki Barker, CBS News, London.
And that's today's Health Checkup. I'm Fred Bottomer.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.